What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Into deep right center field. Smith going to the track and gone. Yastrzemski gets a 3-1 pitch in the middle of the plate. So the Rangers get two hits, fail to score. The Royals leadoff hitter, Mike Yastrzemski, puts the Royals up 1-0 with his 12th home run of the season.
That's right. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan on a Tuesday. It's a great day to be Mac or Bob or anybody else that partakes on a Tuesday. If you know, you know, fellas, how are you doing this Tuesday morning?
Well, a little rainy this morning. A little stormy. All of a sudden, the storm came out of nowhere, but I guess it's supposed to be a quick one, right? It's going to dissipate fast as it moves through the area this morning, but a lot of thunder and lightning, so I'm sure the dogs everywhere are scared to death of what is going on outside, but I think it's still supposed to be a nice, steamy, hot, beautiful day today for everybody to enjoy. One last rodeo for a while, and then it's supposed to drop back into the 80s. This weekend's going to be great and whatnot. Week 0 of college football, but for a Tuesday, I'm doing pretty good. Mac, you doing good for a Tuesday? You ready for a long night? Fun afternoon?
Absolutely. Always, man. Geared up, ready to go.
Good.
I've been pounded this week.
Told you.
How about all dogs go to heaven?
Yeah, we can watch that. That's a good one.
Yeah, cry at the end.
Yeah, of course it does.
I've got to go. I've got to go to the rest. I'm like, yeah.
So Royals win last night. Now 64-61, climbing further and further ahead of 500, which is what you want to see. Yep. Your guy, reincarnated Carl Yastrzemski.
I know.
Mike Yastrzemski continues as he now joins elite company as 3 home runs in 1 month, leading off a game for the Kansas City Royals, joins Alex Gordon and Johnny Damon.
I saw that, right?
It is August 19th.
That's right. He has 3 already. He's been here not even a month.
Which is weird how stats work, Mac. So if Yastrzemski hits another leadoff home run, he becomes the most leadoff home runs in a month by a Royals player.
Ever.
If Bobby Witt Jr. hits another home run, he has 100 career home runs. And if Salvador Perez hits 5 more home runs, he has 300.
Yeah.
So we start off with which one happens first?
I would guess Bobby Witt Jr., I think. I'm going to guess that because 5 is a lot, obviously.
First pitch of the game tonight to Yastrzemski and gone.
Yeah, it could be.
Take that Fesco. I was listening.
He gets 2 more, though, and he ties the all-time record for leadoff homers in a season by the Royals.
There you go.
Let that sink in for a second.
Season.
A gentleman who's been here since the trade deadline, literally after the trade deadline on July 31st, is 2 leadoff home runs shy of setting the all-time Royals season record for most leadoff home runs.
Yeah.
And he's been fantastic. I mean, and this is, look, again, part of the reason why, as we heard Q yesterday talk about Cags, there's no room at the inn right now. As long as Yastrzemski continues to produce, and he's going to be kind of like that guy at the end, when we look back and go, man, where would we have been without that guy? I always look at Mike Pinnell in the first Super Bowl from a defensive standpoint. I'm like, man, I'm not sure how many great plays Mike Pinnell made, but that guy made a lot of plays. He was really, really good. Ben Zobrist was that guy, obviously, in 15 for the Royals. We got him, and Josh said, that's a luxury, and Ben Zobrist ended up being really, really good. And with Yastrzemski, he's kind of that guy. I didn't really expect a whole heck of a lot out of a 32-year-old outfielder coming in. But by God, he's been fantastic. And I think he's going to go down as that guy if this team ends up making it into the postseason. Where would we have been without Mike Yastrzemski? Because he's been great defensively for this team and made some big plays. Mm-hmm. And then obviously from an offensive standpoint, I mean, you get that 1-0 lead early when you're the Royals and you got these guys out on the mound like Waka last night, dealing and doing all that kind of stuff. That's a huge lead right now for the Royals with their pitching staff. And for Yastrzemski to be able to do that right at the beginning of the game when, you know, Texas didn't capitalize on their top of the first inning and get a 1-0 lead real quick, that's breathing room, man. And Yastrzemski has been just a brilliant add for this Royals ball club.
been fun to watch him in the leadoff spot for sure, and how it's also benefited Jonathan India hitting seventh.
Yeah, my God.
Because it's almost like they switched roles. Because Yastrzemski was interviewed last night with Goldberg on the side on the Royals broadcast on FanDuel. And he said, I don't really have any pressure leading off. I'm just supposed to get up there and find something and do something with it. And then you see Jonathan India last night. I think he had like, what, a 110-mile-an-hour ball hit to left. I mean, they were all over Jack Leiter last night.
Yeah,
which
Jack Leiter stunk
see.
Last
he
night,
was bad.
Man.
But, I mean, he was, you
he's
know,
been up and down, though. He's one of those hot baseball cards, and coming out of Vanderbilt was, like, huge. Oh, yeah. And he's not lived up to anything, man.
It kind of been a journey, not a journeyman, but he
no,
was
I
a,
get what you're
a,
saying.
He was a
yeah.
bullpen guy, then a starter, and then it's to me, he's similar to what Brady Singer was for the Royals. He'll have games where he goes out there and it's 7 2/3, 4 hits, 9 strikeouts. You're like, all right,
yeah,
this is Al's son right here. This is who we got. And then the next night he goes out there and it's 3 1/3, 3 home runs, 7 runs, 2
yeah.
walks. You're
then
like,
he's a Bic lighter.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's so terrible.
But it was good to see that they were on him the second time through. Vinny hits a homer. Mikel Garcia hit a home run, not off Leiter, but Yastrzemski led the game off with a home run. And you kind of got your wish. It's not 4 games anymore. It's 3.5. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, of course, wins last night in Arizona. But Boston loses. Seattle loses. Yankees don't play.
Seattle got their teeth kicked in last night. I was watching a little bit of the Phillies game beforehand. Oh, my God. Philly's good, bro. They may win the whole damn thing.
Well, this is the same team that was last year. So
yeah,
I mean,
it is true. But, I mean, they're still a really, really good baseball team.
Right.
So.
And but, no, Boston loses. Seattle loses. Yankees don't play. Royals win. Cleveland wins. But you're 3.5. Mm-hmm. Cleveland 3 out. Really, it's 4.5 due to tiebreakers with Boston and New York. You now, with that win last night, if it does ever get to it, have the tiebreaker over Texas. You just had to win one of these 4 games. We obviously want 2 more.
Obviously, we want 3 more. Hell,
right. You know? I take it. But you look at what the Royals have done since the All-Star break, and that's kind of the milestone, fellas, here, because they played 28 games since the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. The Royals are 17-11.
That's great.
They've scored 147 runs. They're averaging 5.25 runs a game. This is the number that's astonishing to me. They've hit 43 home runs in 28 games, and they've had 14 multi-homer games. In fact, I think there's only been 2 games in this 28-game stretch where they have not hit a home run, maybe 3, and they're averaging 1.3 home runs a game. So damn near 2 homers a game. They're at least getting 1. This is what we wanted to see the whole time. This is why when people say, why do you root for this team? Why do you think this team has a chance? Because when this freaking offense can do this, Waka wasn't great last night. He was good enough because your offense was good enough. And you win 4-3, you put up the 4 spot, and back in, I don't know what, early June, Royals just put up 4 runs.
Just 4 runs.
And we can do it. And the Royals have put up, you know, multiple runs. They've only, like I said, they've only been shut out 1 time in these 28 games, and that was way back when they played in Chicago. So this team is rolling offensively. They're 3 games above 500. They gained a little bit of ground. There are still a lot of games left to be played in this season, and there are 3 very big games left with Texas. But like you have said yesterday, keep bad teams losing.
Yeah.
Texas has lost, I think, 10 of their last 12 now.
Texas is a dumpster fire, man.
They're done now.
Like if you are a Texas Ranger fan, you got to be frustrated, because that is the biggest underachieving group of baseball players over the last 2 years that I can remember seeing, right? I mean, they should be a good baseball team. They should be challenging for a postseason spot, and they're not. I mean, I've never seen a team just give up like the Texas Rangers have done. And so that's my impression of Texas right now. It's been my impression of Texas for the last couple of years with this team. A lot of big names, a lot of big money, not a lot of good results. That's a losing organization. You need to keep that losing organization losing. Go and sweep them and eliminate them. I was watching the Ranger broadcast last night. Their announcer sounds just like Brockmeyer, by the way. I mean, it's really, really unbelievable how close this guy is to Brockmeyer. But they started the game. They said, this is an elimination series. The team that loses this series is probably eliminated from the postseason. So go out there and just eliminate the Texas Rangers from the postseason and be one less team that you have to worry about in the standings. Because when you have to worry about 2, 3, 4 teams ahead of you, it gets confusing. What are you doing every single night? You're watching all these things. Eliminate Texas. Now it's just New York and Cleveland. You don't have to worry about the Rangers anymore.
In Boston.
So in Boston, yeah. But so go in there and take care of business and win these games against the Rangers and eliminate them and be one less team that we have to sit here and worry about. Because I do believe that the Texas Rangers are the ultimate like paper dragon, man. You kick them in the nuts and they're going to fade away really, really fast. And I thought that's what happened last night. That's where that Yaz home run, for my money anyway, was so big, because it was, oh, here we go again with the Rangers. And you could just see them dissipate. Mm-hmm. You could see them just give up right away. And that's what you have to do if you're the Royals now. Jump on this Ranger team early, and they will quit on you.
Yeah, their bullpen is atrocious. But not only that, I thought the most important part last night was Rave's assist.
Yeah, Rave was fantastic.
When that throw home, when they called him out, and I don't know if I've seen Bochy that pissed in 10 years.
Yeah.
Banging his hat on the side of the dugout.
Yeah, big that hat is. It hit the whole dugout.
It's a big melon. Him and Matt Stafford, big heads. But I thought that assist was kind of the, not necessarily the game, but if we take one of our Chiefs bits and put it into the Royals,
yeah,
that's when you would have sent games over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Because to me in that moment, Waka was kind of laboring. He wasn't really having his best stuff, wasn't striking anybody out. And that play happens. It's the end of an inning. Jock Peterson gets thrown out at home. He's trying to put on some pounds. And, you know, he gets thrown out from left field and the call stands, mm-hmm, and that moment is done.
Yeah, it was crazy watching it from a Ranger perspective last night, too, because, they're like, yeah, he's out right away. Then they reviewed it, and I don't know if FanDuel showed the aerial overshot, mm-hmm, one, and the Ranger broadcast, and even I said, oh, he's definitely safe when they showed that over-the-head one, right? And then, obviously, it wasn't convincing enough, and the longer the replay went, the Ranger people are like, oh, we're screwed. This is not good. The longer this goes, the worse it is for us, and they kept that was a long replay. And there was no convincing evidence. Like, you can't make the case if you're in Texas this morning that was convincing evidence to change that call. So they got that call right by a hair. But sometimes that's all that matters. I mean, go back to Josh Allen getting stopped 1 yard short and how big a dynamic game changer that turned out to be, right? And so last night, that was a big play. And that's something that you can carry through, too, and use that as, you know, a momentum going forward. Because if you don't make that play and you end up losing that game, We're having a different conversation this morning, but you got to give credit to Q. I know everybody, well, the six people on the text line and Twitter, you know,
three now that they're
winning, like to rip on Q. But you mentioned the lineup change with Jonathan Indy. It's been brilliant. Yaz at the top of the order has been brilliant. Getting Rave in there to make that play last night, brilliant. So you got to give the manager credit when things go correct for this team. It's easy to sit around and everybody wants to rip on him and whatnot, but he was only doing with what he could have. And then JJ went out and got him better groceries, and he was able to make a better meal, you know, with all of that. If I come home and I go, here's some, I don't know, some liver, go ahead and make me, the face that he just made, go ahead and make me a great meal. Well, that's what they were giving Q for the better part of the season. Here's liver, go make it good. And now they're giving him steak and a little bit of chicken and a little bit of fish, and he's got the opportunity to make a better meal out there. And look what's happening. They're performing very, very well right now.
Feet on the ground. Good morning, Primals. Liver is king. I don't know why
he's had liver.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. My buddy was a hunter and his dad would gut his own deer. So I've had like deer liver on a cast iron. It was gamey.
Oh my God.
Oh
Bob
my
hates it.
God. Mm-hmm. I'm a
badass dude.
How was it? It was terrible, wasn't it?
Effing terrible. Not enough butter in the world, dude. He's like, try it. He cut it up in like little chunks. I'm like, that's not something I want to try.
No,
again.
God, no, no. Now, elk is good. I've never had deer. Well, no, I take that back.
You've never had deer chili? Yeah, you've never had venison?
One time.
That's good.
Recently, I've had. It was all right.
Tenderloins are good.
That's what we had, like a deer tenderloins. I can't remember, Jen, where the hell was it? We had this
deer. Never had deer jerky?
No, yeah. I've never been to like a gamey deer animal. Yeah. People have chased me away from deer because everybody says, oh, it's so gamey and whatnot. Yeah. I'll eat elk, I'll eat buffalo, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I'd probably eat kangaroo if it was
presented to me. Like a bison burger?
Yeah. It's never had deer except one time.
I'll have to make you some venison stew. I always buy deer meat during the fall and winter.
Where do you buy deer meat?
Friends.
Oh, okay.
They have like...
Because they don't sell it at Hy-Vee. Hey, you want some deer?
No, you just... You reach out to your guys that always hunt because, you know, fortunately, I've got friends that hunt to keep using. And I'll send the text like, hey, can I get the turkey or the sausage? And one guy will do deer sausage and he'll mix it with like cheese and like jalapenos. Yeah. And then he'll be like, yeah, do you want any meat? And then it's like, just like when you go to Hy-Vee and you see the tube of like 80-20 ground chuck, it's venison. And then you'll make chili one day and mix it in there with some meat. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's probably one of those acquired tastes, and I shouldn't write it off because I've never had it before. Right. So.
No, it's pretty good. No, Royals, again, 17-11 since the All-Star break. 147 runs, 43 home runs with 14 multi-homer games. They continue to do it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.